real?
No, look.
Are you even Asian? What's even reality anymore?
What's up, everyone? It's Bella Mars, and I'm back with another episode of Big Time Fresh, and I'm here with my co-host,
Melissa.
Melissa. What were we going to talk about today? Tinder.
Oh my God.
Did you get on the Tinder before you met Tony?
Oh yeah. That's actually how I met Tony.
Oh really? Like, yeah. Okay. So I watched this thing on YouTube just like this morning or yesterday. Do people who find love online or on one of those dating apps, do they have more of a chance to get divorced, or is their divorce more likely? And it's actually no. They said by a very little bit, people who meet on apps are less likely to get divorced because of one, if they are using dating apps, typically that means they're more educated. Typically that means they make more or they have some type of income.
Well, and wasn't charge money.
Yeah. And then like you get to vet people a little bit before you get on there. Or before you meet in real person in real life, you're like on background check. Is this person a murderer?
Are you a serial killer, Jonathan? Okay. Enter.
Checks out. Right. Okay. So I thought that was very good because I thought the opposite. Not that it was going to change anything that I did, but.
I think it changed over the years because I think that. It used to be like, now I think that it seems like it's more shallow, but I think it works out better because yeah. You have to really have a profile picture. Like before it was like, you could just have like an icon or something.
Yeah.
Like a question mark, Timothy question mark, and then write a paragraph about how awesome you are.
Yeah.
But like, then you go and you meet, I don't know, who knows, a swamp monster. But it's at least now, if you're shallow, you could just be like, I'm shallow.
Yeah.
I swiped right because you have big boobies. The end. So like there's no like false pretenses. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So totally. Like, look, I'm gonna be fat in person.
Oh my God.
Or like whatever. Like I have a big nose.
I kind of want to download it real quick and then so we can talk shit about it. Hold on. Yeah, I deleted it if you can believe, well, I don't know. It's been quite a while.
Mm-hmm. Well, I met Tony because I had my like Tinder experience, which was not very long. And then I had gotten so many just really disgusting things like back to back to back in like such a short period that I was like, oh my God. I had actually swiped right on Tony because Tony had a picture with the dog. And I was like, that dog's
Doggy.
And we still have Dexter, so I'm like, I still say
that. Like, good job, whatever. You did it. That was a good move.
I wanted that dog bad, okay?
So I just downloaded this. This guy kind of looks like a John Krasinski and somebody else.
He does.
Right?
And, oh God, what's that guy's name? The one that was in the Gladiator movie.
Oh, Gerard Butler?
Yes, that guy.
Look at his arms. Like, obviously, we know. I know what he's doing here. Like, come on. Like, oh, because okay, it was fucking strong.
He's but here we go. Out there.
Here's the gotcha pictures.
Mm-hmm.
One.
Dog. That's smart.
Oh, no. Please. I'm hoping I didn't, like, say, push the heart button.
Oh! Two. You just got yourself a new man.
Three. These are all pictures with dogs. Three. You look like you'd be fun for one night. Yep. And then the other part is they didn't call me cougar yet because at that time I was 33. But I was like, you know what? I miss my 20s. But the thing that was so funny is that like whenever they would, I don't talk to them anymore, but whenever they would text me, I closed down my Snapchat, that Snapchat that I had during that time, because it was getting a little overwhelming with all these guys that I met with. But they're like, hey, you're like the hottest girl, whatever. I'm like, no, I'm the oldest girl, and I just know what I'm doing. That's what it is.
No, girl.
And so they're like, I've jacked off to you so many times. I'm like, oh no, don't tell me this.
Greatest thing I've ever heard. You slipped off my feet. Please don't ever fucking reach out again.
Yeah, don't talk to me. So, you know,
Well,
there's.
like, can't you just tell them to, like, I'm gonna delete you from everything now. Had fun. Use one of the pictures I sent you at some point and jerk off to that. Don't ever tell me about it. Bye.
I should have. I think I did, but then
I would
I also
always
play
say
the
that.
ghost
I
game.
would just copy paste it. I wouldn't even like have it on your desktop. Just bing, 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 bing.
Copy, paste, gone.
Send it off to all of them.
This guy's 6'4". That's wait, that's over a foot taller than me.
That's 4 inches.
We'd have
Oh, bitches.
6'4". All right,
You would
anyway.
want nothing to do with me because only short guys like me, or guys my exact height, pretty much, which is a weird
All right, let's see
thing
what
for
pictures
girls.
I got. Oh man. I better redo my profile.
Oh, I have a
You
funny
don't.
thing on Tinder. So when all these guys were writing the really gross stuff to me, the funniest part, because I'm a shithead and I'm really like resistant to things that are like, obviously Tinder, it's like post your sexiest picture, obviously.
Yeah.
I pictured, okay, so there was a at one of the original like Zombify Me apps, and so it was me zombified, like it was a cute picture before then zombified, and
Right.
guys were like, I don't know, fuck you, and I was like, and I'd show my friends. I'd be like, they're literally writing that though to like her, to this bitch. And they're like, what is wrong? Like, I didn't, you could tell that I was like still probably a hot chick, but like I was a zombie. They weren't even
Zombie.
like, you seem really funny. Do you have real pictures? Or they were like, that
They
was my only picture.
literally they've jerked off it. Literally, that picture
That was
for
it.
sure. They've jerked off it. Okay, let's do a little test here. So right now I'm at 64 likes and I just jumped back on.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah. So okay, so that's
What do you have on
64.
there?
Yeah, let's take a look. I'm
Did
gonna
you put
put
a boob on there, though?
Have
It
you
only
seen my
takes one.
Instagram?
It
Have you
only
seen
takes.
my Instagram?
Oh, it's your Instagram.
Well,
I have.
no. It's all my pictures from my Instagram, so
Oh.
I'm not surprised I've gotten so many hosts. Okay, so I have this picture.
Oh,
Like,
yeah.
yeah.
Okay.
And then I have this. What am I doing? I
I
have
don't
this
know.
picture.
Are those leg warmers? Are those boots? What are.
They're socks, but they had marijuana leaves on them.
They
So
just look kind of poofy or something. They don't look like socks from here.
I put
Oh, no, I
little
guess it's an
stickers.
angle.
Well, it's like, okay, so now I'm like, well, no shit. People are swiping right. I'm like, oh, what do I have on
Yeah,
here?
that like it looks not that one looks like
This
a
one's okay.
normal
I'm
picture,
like,
but like,
this one's like, look, I'm fun.
yeah, but the other ones look like,
Look
hi, I have
at
OnlyFans.
this.
Oh, hi, yeah. Hi, this is porn.
And I'm like, no, guys, for real. This is actually what I look like. See, I'm
Take me
chill.
serious. I'm an accountant.
And this is like, look, guys, I'm also kind of punk rock. Look at me. And this one is, I'm a fucking cool guy. I don't need no clothes.
This tells me you have, what do they call multiple disorder now? Multiple
Multiple
personalities?
personality. And then
What
look. Look, I'm old, guys. I just got knee surgery, and this is what I look like without makeup on. Yeah,
now? What is that? Did you have knee surgery?
I did.
Did you really?
Yeah. I had to, well, no, I had repaired my ACL. Because I'm super athletic and I was
It looks
fucking
like maybe you're
running.
wearing that for effect, though, because it's black and you're wearing it's like a.
Believe me, now that I'm looking at this, I'm so embarrassed. Okay, let me see. This is what I wrote. You ready? This is gonna be fun. Here we go. I'm like legit embarrassed. I need to.
This is okay. Like your profile. This is your bio.
This is my bio, and this was the last iteration before I shut it down. Like, I don't know how long I had it up, but I know I didn't meet too many people off of this phase because it's like obviously like a lot. I think this was a phase where I was looking for people to take me out to dinner for free or like give me some weed to smoke or something like that.
What's the verbiage for that? How do you find them?
Ready?
Yeah. Hit me, because I would like to know.
Let me just preface this. I don't know why I said it. I'm very embarrassed by this. I have been off my the
wait, profile. Did it work?
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
My profile has been inactive for over 2 years, ever since I moved to where I am now. So here we go. My Tinder bio. I'm shutting it down after
this.
Are
you going to read it in character? I think you should.
I think I should too. What do I say? Okay. Oh my God. This is so terrible. I can't. Okay.
Do it. Just do it.
I'm a hoodie and leggings kind of girl.
Okay. Sorry. I'm sorry.
That was line one.
I know.
And I did list format. Just strap in, girl, because it's just getting started.
I didn't realize how serious this was. I really underestimated it, and now I'm buckling in.
Okay, good. Asian Latina. Facts, but also.
But right.
Career focused. I make my own money. Facts, mm-hmm. But also, you know. I'm not gonna watch your shit. But then I put master's degree.
Boom.
So I make my own money. So a master's degree. Okay, she's probably not a hooker. Okay, good. Okay, good. So let's
you're looking.
Going.
This is fishing for a sleazy white guy. All right, continue.
Okay. Dude, this is so fucking embarrassing. All right. This is 2 years ago. Okay. I put the sleep emoji, like they're sleeping. Sorry, my allergies. I put the sleep emoji. And basically it's like, I go to bed at 11 p.m.
Are you showing how responsible you are? I'm very responsible about my sleep hygiene.
No, because some of the young, like if they're in their like late 20s, they don't start going out to the clubs. They don't go, they stay out way past midnight. And I'm like, I'm in
they
bed by 8.
Out.
Yeah, they're rolling out. They like pre-game. They like got 20, they're rolling 25 deep up into the bars. And like, I'm like, I'm done by 8 o'clock. I'm in bed. I got some Netflix going. I'm by myself.
Grandma's tucking in.
And I out like light at 11 o'clock. Out. Okay, so here's where it takes a little bit more of a turn.
Oh, God.
5'2" and curvy. Thick, maybe?
It's like a question mark.
Yeah. I was like, I guess that's thick. 5'2" and curvy. Or thick, because some guys say thick now instead of curvy. So I'm thick? Maybe? Like, maybe that's what I'm trying to say? My pics are recent. Now they're like, what is it, 2 years old? When did I get my new sticker? Yeah, like 2 years old. I'm slow at replying. I like making people laugh. Naps over 420 over 4 or naps over 420 over drinking. I rarely drink, so I'm a single mom. Please be respectful if I say no. I just hate drama and I don't like wasting your time or mine. I have a kid and not looking for a stepdad.
Oh.
Ta-da! End scene. All right, so let's do a recap. I'm a hoodie and leggings kind of girl, Asian Latina, career focused. I make my own money. I go to bed at 11 p.m. I'm 5'2" and curvy or thick, maybe. My pics are recent. I'm slow at replying. I like making people laugh. Naps over 420 over drinking. I rarely drink. Single mom. Please be respectful if I say no. I just hate drama and I don't like wasting your time or mine. I have a kid and not looking for a stepdad. And scene.
Bravo.
Thank you.
You
Thank you.
see
Thank you. All
that
right.
whistle with your fingers thing. I wish I
Woo,
could, but I can't.
so 117 likes now.
Yeah.
No
Well,
shit now from that profile. It's like, yeah, no shit. Like everybody.
Well, also you pretty much wrote down like every man's exotic woman fantasy.
It's also
Like,
true.
so I'm very responsible and I take care of myself. Don't try to coddle me, okay? But also when I get home, I like to get high and dress up like a naughty librarian and be really weird, okay? But also go to sleep at a reasonable hour. Bye. Like, who doesn't want that?
Sorry, my
Also, I
dad's
don't
like.
want any drama. Like, okay, all right. So you're a dream person that
Let me see. Hold on. Yeah.
also, buy me dinners and or pot.
Yeah, I'm here for the pot or food.
Yeah.
So oh, that's all.
Preferably both because they go best together.
First, yeah. And yeah, my stupid look at my
Don't
pictures.
sandwich the pot with food. Before semester.
See, that's the other thing. Like, I've been asking guys, I'm like, okay, can I see what your side looks like? Because I want to know not who I'm competing against, but like, what are the pictures that other girls are putting on Tinder that make,
Right? Don't
like, I
you
want to
wonder what like
know.
other people have on there?
I do. And I'm like, what is it? Why is it like, oh, you're so cool and laid back? Not like, I never get like, oh, you're so sexy and I want to take you on the date. No, and I don't want that anyway. But it's like, oh, you look hella cool and laid back. And I'm like, okay, so what do the other girls, what are they putting? So yeah, so it's almost like I set a trap now that I'm looking at it. I set a Tinder trap.
You said that you were looking for a very specific category. So you did.
Yes, I
But I
said
mean,
it.
we all do, right? Like, sort of.
So, but at the same time, like, I didn't lie about any of those things. Like,
Right.
so I at
You
least there's that.
presented the parts of yourself that would attract the parts you wanted.
Yeah, isn't it? And I think that's what
It's what
Tinder
we
is
do
for.
anyway. That's what we do anyway. You're just saying it like
Saying
you're
it
too
out loud.
modest about it.
Like, don't fucking wait for my text to text you back quickly, because I don't do that. I don't text back quickly.
You're someone in your, 30s that's
I'm
writing
like,
one, basically.
yeah. I'm like, fucking not trying to play around. This shit's dumb. I'm doing this because I want weed and food.
No, but seriously, like
Yeah.
the texting thing though, like if you text me and I don't immediately text you back and you get an attitude, like don't text me in the first place.
Yeah. That's it.
Like this isn't my first rodeo with anyone, friends, boyfriends. So like if you're one of those, that should just be a disclaimer,
Yeah.
like as a person.
Yeah.
Like I'm Melissa. If you expect these things, like stop.
Yeah.
Just I'm not it. Just move along.
Yeah.
Move along.
Move.
Oh,
Move. It happens to me on Instagram sometimes, like, I won't even read the message, or like, I'll read the message and not respond. This is somebody I don't know. Read the message, don't respond. I don't respond. I am terrible anyway at it. Come back like 3 hours later, and I'm like, oh, he messaged me back. Maybe it's something important. He's like, okay, so you're just gonna leave me on read? I'm like, bro. At first I went block, and I'm thinking like, that's a psychopath. Like, I don't even know you, and you're over here like complaining that I'm not writing you back. So there's psychos out there. Now he's probably gonna be knocking on my door trying to.
Now he's gonna be outside in the bushes waiting for you.
One day I'm gonna show up, there's gonna be like 30 guys. And I'll be like, oh, what are you doing here? Oh, yeah, she left me off red too. Oh shit. Oh, and then it's just over. I'm gonna get murdered.
Well, they're not. Well, they're just gonna be tailgating out there. To set it up in advance. There's actually going to be a Facebook event and they're all going to go. And you're going to go out. They're going to be like, woo, and have those like number one fingers.
Number one fingers. We're in Texas too. So like, bah, bah, bah,
bah. Or maybe bah, they'll bah, have bah. Like those oversized, you know, cowboy hats.
And 10-gallon hats.
Yeah. And
there'll be a lot of dogs though. So it might be worth it.
Oh.
If they all bring their dogs, that's like the requirement for this Facebook event. Whoever ends up organizing it, I hope they're smart enough to know that if they don't have a dog, they're not allowed to come to the Facebook event.
Well, if you only fucked with guys with dogs, then they should bring their dogs.
Yeah, otherwise they're dumb and they don't deserve to be in the tailgate party.
Well, you should only swipe on guys with dog pictures. That's what I do.
Oh, that's true. Maybe. Okay. So this is if only you if you then swipe.
Then you
okay.
Goofed.
True. All right. Then so it's not like they're randos just coming to my house. This would be people that swiped. We both swiped. Right. But then I don't.
Then you didn't answer them back.
Quick enough. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
You left them on red and they have a dog.
For like a day. And they have a dog. You want my attention?
And then you had to block them.
Bring your
because
dog.
They did something nasty.
And then they show up at my house with their dog. And they have weed and food, and they're forgiven.
Oh, okay.
They're that's forgiven, the but then that's it, though. I'd be like, okay, one time thing, though, because
you're still not gonna be friends.
You're still a psychopath, but you came with the right shit. You came with what you needed, so good job. Let's good for you. But then there's a tailgate party, so that's a lot to deal with.
Well, just you know, you give them like one warning, like you know. Like the nosy mom on the street, like, listen, kids, you're having a good time. I don't want to be a party pooper. I'll even have one beer with you and one cigarette. Don't tell Harold, my husband. But if you don't keep it down in an hour, I'm going to have to call the cops. I don't want to. I we're friends, but I'm going to have to, okay?
That's like the
I have
cool
to sleep apnea.
That's like the cool Karen. Okay, I'm going to have one, guys. That's good. It's kind
well,
of like.
Because she disarms you with her friendliness. And then she fucks you. Because as soon as she goes home, she calls, you know, 911.
All right. Now, the other thing I like to do when I rejoin Tinder is to see who else that I used to date or who I met before is still on Tinder.
Yeah, still making the rounds.
Yeah.
Wait, did you write a new bio?
No, this is mine from 2 years ago.
Well, you should I feel like we're missing an opportunity.
Ooh, yeah.
Because you should make a new one.
Here, let's write a new one together.
But wait, what if you mix two things? So like mix the like hot sexy like I'm a Harajuku girl or whatever. Mix the that shit but like with a weird gross profile.
Oh, this is like a research study.
Yeah, like see what's really important. Like, what if you're...
This is crazy. Oh, that's a great idea.
What if you have, like, a Brittany Broski personality? So, like, you're not going to be super classy, which I love about her. But, like...
Yeah.
I belch and fart. I hope that's not a problem. Love me for who I am. You could put some other things. We could, like, flush out a little bit more than just, like, I belch and fart.
Some of these guys are, like, too cute. And then I should like change the age range. That's what I'd like to fuck her. Oh, here's a Fisher. All right, hold on. So
the Fishers are like the Fishers and the dogs. I think okay, the Fishers win.
I'm at 193.
Damn.
I'm so scared because if you do down, I guess it's the super like and you can't go back. Like you can't erase it.
I know. I've done a super
it's like
on accident.
Yeah.
Have you ever done Oh God, I did a super like, and then I like matched a super like.
Oh no.
Then they get really excited and they're like, oh my God, a super like, and they like super like you back.
And they reach out right away. Like
and it was somebody that like lived close by
Yeah.
like real close by, and like we had tons of mutual friends,
Oh
and
no.
I didn't personally know him, but like I recognized him, and I was like, oh no, I had seen him tons of times, and I was always like, nope. And then I accidentally did that super like, and I was like, oh shit, I
Yeah.
like went above and beyond. Now he thinks like she wants me bad, she super liked me. And I, at the
Right.
time, I was like, oh my God, I didn't even know that was a thing until I accidentally did it. And now this man is in my town,
And he's like, I've
hanging
been
with
waiting
the
for
same, like,
you.
he's like orbiting the same, you know, like he's in my group, sort of. We could easily like go to the same place at the same time, and I'll be like, hi.
I should wrap these Tinder bios. This same dude, he's like, I like joking around in sophisticated pranks. That's it. I like joking around in sophisticated pranks. My interests, sushi, gym, stand-up comedy. I give that like a C plus for effort.
Sushi, gym, stand-up comedy. You know, a lot of guys say they like stand-up comedy, and I'm like, what does it even fucking mean?
And then they
Like,
get offended by everything. It's like, then you don't like stand-up comedy. You gotta be able to fuck people who
well, and
like.
they also don't think anything's funny, and they go, I'm a stand-up snob. Like, fuck you, man.
Yeah.
If
I'm
you
a
love
stand.
stand-up comedy, then you would like be more supportive and actually like really love
Appreciate
like
it.
the
Yeah.
yeah, like
Like, it's
you'd
probably
find
not
something
funny to
funny about,
you. Yeah.
you know what I'm saying? Like,
Yeah.
I love live music. So even if it's not like necessarily the style that I love, I can usually find something that I like about it or just
Yeah.
appreciate there's live music happening, right?
Yeah, it's like, yeah,
Like
the
street music,
appreciation
whatever.
part. Yeah.
But like these people that they're like, I live for stand-up comedy. And then like I'll go to comedy shows and be like, that first guy was really funny. And they're like, huh. He gargled my balls. It's like, why? Why are you so mad about it? And they're like,
Right?
I'm just like a comic snob. Like I just go all the time, and like I only think like two comics are funny right now, or like maybe the one, and like maybe Carlin. And it's like, but you love stand up. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, get the fuck. You gotta
There are
appreciate
only
the
two funny people in the entire world, but you love stand up. You don't love stand up. You love
No.
saying that, but you really
Yeah.
like only two people make you laugh.
Well, stand up is like that's it's funny. I could see how that's funny to other people. I don't think it's personally my type of humor, but I could understand where that is coming from versus, oh, it's fucking stupid. Yeah, no.
But there are like, okay, even guys, even comics that I don't think are that funny, like personally, like I don't find them that funny, like what they say doesn't like resonate super hard with me. There's still like, if they say a certain joke, if someone's like, that guy was really funny, I'd be like, yeah, that thing he said about toilet paper was really good. Like there's something that they said that made you like chuckle a little, but to just be like, no, he sucks. I didn't laugh once. I didn't even smile. You know what I mean? Like they're so aggressive. They aggressively hate it, but they're like, you don't understand. I'm just passionate about stand up. It's like, oh, do you do it? No. I just don't understand. They just don't make any sense to me. It's like people that are, I guess they do the same thing with like music, and but they don't play music.
Oh God,
They go to
yeah.
shows and they're like, this band sucks. And then the next band, they're like, this band fucking blows. It's like, what exactly do you enjoy then? You're just miserable, is the thing.
God damn. Those are the type of people that you find on Tinder that you're like, well, I should have been able to vet you a little bit more.
But at least you know he's not ugly because you saw his picture.
Okay, guess what? I'm at 247 likes right now. Okay, so 2021, October 2021 was the last time I had this.
Your sleazy white guy one.
No, this Tinder profile active. Yes, my sl
The sleazy
yes.
white guy.
Sorry, yes.
The ones that like Latina Asians. Yeah.
Black guys too.
True.
I'm trying to think who. Yeah. Because I put that I'm thick in there.
True.
Well, and then I can also say from my previous research, live action research.
Scientific, highly scientific research.
Highly scientific first person research that black guys tend to like that part of my profile, the thick.
Asians.
Well, Asians don't like me. I don't think Asians like, I think
no,
Asians.
No, I said, who do Asians like? White women?
Not thick women, I could probably.
No, they right. Like skinny same, skin.
Yeah, like, yeah.
So are you curvy because you're Latina?
Yeah. Latina. Not Asian. Well, like, if I were in Japan, if I lived in Japan, I'd be, like, severely, morbidly obese. Which here is, like.
They'd be like, push her off a cliff. Push her.
Push that garbage tail monster off the cliff. This looks like a mugshot. Okay, oh, so
he looks like he hasn't slept in a very long time. Like his under eye area looks worse than mine, and that is impressive. Because I have bad sinuses and haven't slept in a very long time.
Me gustaría conocer a una mujer seria. So he wants a serious woman. Una mujer que le gusta conversar y que aprecie las cosas simples en la vida. He likes somebody to have a conversation with and likes the simpler things in life. And then he did
like
it.
A Hallmark card in Espanol.
Right? and then he goes, I am not his type, that's for sure. He is not my type, that's for sure. Okay, check this out. His profile, this guy is 35. His profile says, Beers beats Battlestar Galactica. Sexy black man. Okay, so guys, what kind of pictures have you seen that are like guy, you see them at all guys, like the fishing picture? There's always like a car, like they're in their car driving, which I don't understand.
I think I was like blind to some, like that if they're okay. So the one I really don't like is the one where they're in a fucking group shot and you don't know which one is the are you stupid? How am I supposed to know? Okay, like there's four guys and three are kind of hot and one's ugly and you're like, shit, it's got to be the ugly one, right? It's like he's got his three hot friends next to
yeah
him.
He's like, don't worry guys, I got my hot friends. Yeah,
and that's the only picture. Why did they do that? That's so stupid. They have, yeah, they put it in the car,
car, bathroom, or a car, gym, fishing.
Oh, gym.
If they fish.
Do they do bar bathrooms like girls do? Like in a club gym bathroom, like the selfie in the mirror. Like I'm out, having a fun time. Look how cool. Look how fun this is.
I've never seen those because I don't go to the clubs to take selfies.
No, but I mean like guys could post those. I don't know.
Oh, they post, I think they post like gym mirror selfies. Like gym, they put gym pictures. And then they're in the gym, in the mirror, post-workout, which maybe they're swole. They look like...
Yeah.
So they're like, ooh, stupid. This guy lives 2 hours away. He's in the military, though. I consider that a plus, depending... Like, oh, look at all his things. The flag things, I don't know. That's his whole profile. He likes mental health awareness, gym, motorcycling, Black Lives Matter, military. That's better than the last guy.
Did he type in mental health awareness or is that a thing?
Oh, you can pick. You can pick.
Okay.
Here we go. Fishing. Girl dad. 6'2". Own my own home and business. He's got money.
Is it the same guy?
No, it's a different guy.
That's a different one.
I mean, I appreciate the honesty.
That's Duck Dynasty.
Yeah, that's a high five right there. Look, it totally is.
It's Duck Dynasty. I mean, that's of the money I've seen his work.
Oh man, Baby Bunny.
Aw, wait, that's his what?
Come on now,
dude, that's unfair, and he's not even in it. But you can see that he's touching it. You're like, you're touching a baby bunny.
Okay, this is a different guy. Should I just skip the ugly ones? Let me just skip the ugly ones.
Yeah, that's what we do in real life.
This one, okay, so the other thing I noticed is some of the younger ones, they put that they sell weed with these emojis.
Well, wait, I sell weed.
You see the plug?
Oh, yeah.
So he's the plug. I learned that along the way. He's got the gas. He's a plug. He got the gas, weed, whatever. So he sells weed.
Huh.
You know what else I hate? If you got any questions, just ask. Anyway, so I've seen the fishing one is if they have. A lot of them too also like they'd have a picture with their kid with a child and then in their bio it says not my kid, it's my niece or something.
I know, why do they do that? It's so confusing because then you're like, oh, that's cute, they have a kid, and then you're like, oh, they're just using them as a prop.
This guy's kind of cute. He says he's too cool, he went to too cool school. Oh my god, I can't.
He wrote that.
Yeah.
That he went to too cool school. Wow.
He's mechanic basically at over there. All right. He's a little much.
Yeah. He's a little like, bit extra.
Too
he's
much.
Trying a little too hard.
It's like, oh, I'm quirky and okay, here he goes. I love all kinds of music and doing things and going places. Well, they're out for me. Video games and music is the way to my heart. Old soul, goof, work ethic like no other. What is mycology?
Oh, it's like the study of mushrooms, right?
Oh, okay. Because there's a mushroom and an alien and a planet emoji. So he's there you go.
All right. So he does the magic mushrooms.
The magic mushrooms. So right now, okay, so if I'm doing, like, I'm at 318 likes. If I'm looking at it right now, I honestly think it's mostly Latino and Black. So.
Just based on your looks.
Younger than me. Oh, I think I put that, never mind, I put the age range to be younger than me.
Oh, yeah, right, because...
This
was your old one, right?
Well, so here's the thing, like with the older guys, anyone in my age or older, or even like 35, if they're not married or single or whatever, they're looking to get married because that pressure's on for them. So that's why I'm like,
die alone. They want to find someone to change their diapers.
Yep. They're like, scared. I can't do this. I have a friend that he's like, when we're 40, we have to get married. If we're both single, I'm like, okay, like joking. And then he's like, 40's around the corner. I'm like, I was joking. I'm not going to do that. That was like a 10-year joke that I thought was you. I thought it was a joke for 10 years.
It's funny until 40 creeps up on you and you're like, not ready.
Yeah, no.
I just realized that 40 isn't actual death and I'm going to be fine. So.
I mean, the other thing is, like, a lot of these guys work out a lot. And I will say, I do not work out a lot. Oh, my God. Look at this.
What is...
Tinder keeps deleting my fart videos. LOL. Read bio. Fart 33. Recently... His work, blaster at fart. His education, fetish. Straight man lives in blah 34 miles away. About me. I have a thing for farting in women's faces. A domination type. I'm so serious. I have a thing for farting in women's faces. A domination type thing I love to do. It's a secret thing for me. I'll keep your secret if you keep mine. If you're interested in this. Well, no. If you're interested in this, match me on here or message me on Snapchat or Instagram. You spoke that into existence, ma'am.
Right? And also, he looked at your picture and was like, she needs a fart squirted in her face. Think about that. Imagines when he's off later, he's going to imagine farting in your face. He's seen your face. And he's going to imagine farting in your eyes.
There's a video. And the video says, rate my fart. I'm not going to play it.
Oh my God. Do you know a really nasty girl that would do a fart video? Just
oh, there's two. There's two fart videos. Tinder keeps deleting my fart videos. LOL. This must be a pretty crazy fetish.
Does Tinder?
Oh my God.
I didn't know they did
that. I guess
that.
So.
I guess girls must have watched it, which why would you even click
and
on that?
Reported it.
Yeah, they reported it, but like, why would you even click on that? Like, if it was going to offend you, you know what I mean? Like, I wonder if I would like this. No, no one wonders. They go, no, I would not like this.
It says his anthem, because you can put your anthem or whatever. The fart song by Fart Man. Overkill, dude. We get it.
Yeah, dude, that's not creative, man.
Bye-bye. Anyway, sorry, I'm having fun with this. Oh, God. Ready? Wait, actually, what does peg mean, please? Like, what is peg? I don't know.
And Tinder's gone really spicy.
I'm afraid to, like, look it up.
Being pegged is when the other person wears a strap on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, this person's a law enforcement. The profile says, peg me, please. And so this little cartoon thing that is the profile, it says, so you'll let me peg you while you are in a maid costume with cat ears as you call me your master? And the guy says, okay. Yeah, like you said.
Wait. Back up for 1 second. That was that guy's, like, main picture?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, aren't there fetish sites?
I would think so. They should.
I know that there are. I don't know what they are. I don't know anything about it to, like, speak on it. But, like, other than the fact that I know that one of my friends was, like, kind of, like, reading it to me and showing it to me, and that you could meet people on them that were just like Tinder, because she was, like, telling me things and explaining things to me because I have no idea what the hell's going on. Like, that's how I know, like, little things that are, like, slightly more than vanilla, but I'm like, woo. But she was, like, explaining, like, oh God, I can't even remember what they're called now, but, like, ones that I was just like, what? That's a thing.
I know, it's just so crazy out there.
It's just like, it wasn't like, I'm not judging it. I don't really care what anybody does, but like, just like, oh, these are men that to get off, they need to feel like they're impregnating you.
Yeah.
I was just like, that's a thing, but they're not. No, they're not. But they need to feel like they are, and they need to feel like you're making a baby with them. Like,
yeah.
That's how I know that these things exist. So why would you put it on Tinder?
Maybe they want to be like, well, I'm not that crazy.
All right, bro.
Tinder's like G-rated sex compared to the rest of that
They'd
shit,
like,
out there.
Why do they keep taking down my video? My bro, you know why. You know why.
This shit is so entertaining. Like, and then I see people that are older than me. Not older than me. Younger than me. that look older than me, and it freaks me out because I'm like, okay, do I look that old? Like,
I see that a lot too, and then I'm like, I don't know if I'm delusional about how I look.
Yeah, I mean, let's say,
like, do I just think that I look younger than this person, and other people actually see me looking like this haggard bitch that has the same age as me? Because I look at them and I'm like, ooh, she looks bad. Because I'm like, oh, she's rough, rough. And I know that, like, I graduated with them or something, and I'm like, ooh. And then I'm like, why do I feel like I look like 10 years younger than them?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I'll see that happen like a few different places. Then I'll see like an actor like my age that's looking like that and somewhere else. And I'm like, maybe it's me. And I look like shit and I just don't know it.
No.
I don't want to ask.
Well, that's why.
But then like,
But
I'll run into people and I'll say like, I'll call myself old. And they're like, you're not old. You're like our age. And I'm like, I'm 43. And they'll be like, oh my God. Like I just said, I was like 100. They're like, oh my God. I'm sorry for your loss.
Any chance I get, I ask people, how old do I look? I'll be like, how old do you think I am? If it, you know, how old do you think I am?
If you're trying to get
on Instagram. Yeah. Instagram's great for a little ego boost because these guys will reach out and they're like, they'll be like, how old are you? And I'll be like, how old do you think I am? They're like, 26. I'm like, yeah, bitch, I'm 38. Oh my God, I'm 38.
I just said 43. I don't feel bad.
Okay, so I'm at 412 likes.
Damn.
It's because I have them pictures. All right, so, okay, so we've been on here for like about an hour and a half since I downloaded it. Moved from 64 to 413. So now, okay, so that was an hour and a half. So let's put in that thing. So
we're doing like a backwards catfish.
Yeah.
Reverse one.
It's like, this is what I really look like. Let me put something super gross so you don't like me. I'm just going to leave the pictures there. I mean, it literally, the same pictures I have on Instagram, the Instagram pictures are worse. In a sense, like here I show no tits. Instagram, good luck finding pictures without tits.
Oh, so you don't have the same pictures up on this one?
I do, but I don't show cleavage in like any of these pictures. Oh no, my Instagram's connected. Oh no, no.
Just what does that take?
Shit. All right, I should go. Because
did you watch his fart videos?
No, that shit's so crazy, gross. I don't want to know. Should have forwarded it to you. I'm sorry.
Like I shouldn't know because it might just be too much, and I'll be like, I regret that, and then I'll just regret it every day of my life, and there's nothing I could. You can't take it back.
If it's and bad, I that feel Tinder
like we need to remove it.
Yeah,
Tinder.
Again, he goes, Tinder keeps.
Yeah, he keeps doing it. And he keeps putting it up. He's like, this one will be fine.
All right, everyone. Thanks, Melissa, for joining us, for joining me. And we'll talk to you next time. Peace.
Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard, check out crossthestreamsmedia.com to hear more episodes of this podcast and the other shows on the Cross the Streams Network. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you download your favorite shows. Visit crossthestreamsmedia.com for more information. See you next time.